T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know, I don't get too wrapped up in spring training stats. I do get wrapped up big time in spring training stories and moments. And I would like to announce my partner probably will not like this.
What? What do we got?
Every story that I saw last night has pointed the Yankees in one direction. Dominance.
Oh, God.
They're ready. They are ready. Judge is healthy. Stanton basically had 2 miles worth of home runs last night. You know, Rodon's got his act together. Outside of DJ, everybody else is ready to roll. Yankees are ready to cook.
That's all it took? You're feeling good about the Yankees?
I just had to see Judge healthy. That's a big part of it. Yeah.
He played half of one game, and you're sold now that he's going to be healthy?
Well, think about what I said before this stuff with the oblique surfaced. I said, yeah, my position on the Yankees always was the Yankees, this is before Cole went down. The Yankees are, in my opinion, the best team in the American League.
Right.
That changed a bit without Garrett Cole. I even said that before Josh Hader went to the Astros. All right. So once the Judge stuff crept in, because I do think that they can piece it together enough with the offense to at least, you know, the first month and a half or 2 months work around Garrett Cole's injury. Judge was the key, because Judge was the factor. How easy is Soto's transition, you know, to the Bronx, to the pinch drive? You got Soto in the 2 spot, Judge in the 3 spot, obviously massive protection. Boom. Stanton. I haven't said anything about Stanton this offseason except I don't expect anything. Well, I got news for you. Maybe there is a little credence. I know he's going to miss 15, 20, 30 games. He's going to pull something at some point, a groin, a quad. Something's going to get stretched out, you know, in a way that it shouldn't. But I'm actually starting to think now that Stanton is going to contribute this season.
And now I know you're drinking the Kool-Aid here.
Because you know I'm not a Stanton fan.
No,
I'm not. No, he looks good. I mean, he has changed his body.
Can I tell you something? I'm actually rooting for him. There's a part of me, and I don't love Stanton as a player. I've said this for a while, but he's been so down, so banged up. I think he's handled himself well in New York. A part of me is actually, now I don't believe he's going to be good, but a part of me is actually rooting for Giancarlo Stanton. That was fun to see last night.
Well, because he's been the pro. He's been the ultimate pro here. You know, so many guys that have come through this city either don't know how to interact with the media, aren't really forthright when things go awry. This guy has stood in his locker. I'm with you. I mean, I don't really believe in him to the ultimate level, but he's a guy that you can get behind and say he's a pro's pro, you know, and he's been very raw and blunt in his own assessment. But I just want Yankee fans to think about it. It's 10:04, got a couple of hours away from the NCAA tournament, couple of locals playing today, Wagner, St. Peter's. We'll get into that.
1 week officially from opening day.
That's right. 1 week from opening day. We'll get into the Ohtani situation, which is massive. Yamamoto shelved again. We all love it. Yamamoto!
Oh, Yamamoto! Yeah. I've never been happy to wake up at 6 in the morning and see what was going on there. We'll get into that.
We will get into all of it, but I got to tell you, Think about, as you're excited for all these other things we'll get into and get into the weekend and inch closer toward opening day. Imagine how you would have felt last night. Like, I actually had to do some stuff. I taped the game. It was on the Fan. Mm-hmm. I taped it on YES. And I locked into a spring training game. I don't know, maybe the last time I locked into one to this extent was like when the Yankees first got Hideki Matsui. I want to get eyes on him, or maybe Tanaka, or maybe when they signed Jason Giambi. It's been a while. Like, I watched the spring a little, but I'm still deep into the basketball. I watched last night with the most critical lens, And I saw a team that is going to mash. And I knew it was there. It's not like, well, they had, you know, five or six impotent sticks and they put up 13 or 19, whatever the heck it was, against the putrid Pirates. And here I am sitting and saying, wow, they're amazing. No. They've always had the potential to be this team. But we could have gotten up today, get in our cars, listen to Boomer and Geo, listen to us. Aaron Judge took an awkward swing, Dove for a ball in the outfield. He was removed. Opening day status in jeopardy. Yanks are ready to cook.
Yeah, I'm not there because you mentioned it earlier. You know, Cole is still out. We can't overlook the significance of that injury to this team. Now, will the Yankees be able to hit their way into the postseason regardless? Probably, but I'm not even sold on that because while Judge may be in there for a game, think about what we're doing. Think about how bad it's gotten with Aaron Judge and the health that we're basically celebrating and popping champagne because he played how many innings in a spring training game last night? He didn't play the full game. I mean, okay, he looks okay in the outfield, takes a couple of swings, whatever it may be. It's nice to actually see him out there as opposed to hitting on the, you know, on the tee in the tunnel and doing some soft toss. Nice to see Aaron Judge in some game action a week out from opening day. I mean, it's the least they could do if he wants to play this season. I am not sold that Judge is going to be 100% healthy. LeMahieu banged up as well. There are other question marks that you went over, BT. We went over this earlier in the week where you can make a case, and I'm not saying it's going to go that way, but you can make a case to the downside for a lot of these Yankee position players. You forget about even the rotation for a second, whether it's Rizzo, whether it's the catching spot, third base, even Volpe, who I think is going to have a big year, but you could say maybe he doesn't take that next step. You know, Soto's a known commodity. Gleyber, a known commodity. I trust Verdugo going to give solid performance. I don't know if Judge is going to be able to stay healthy. Matter of fact, if you go based on track record, health is not on his side. Bad health is. And that's a problem for the Yankees, so I'm not sold yet. I don't think they're in the clear with Aaron Judge, even though he looked good last night.
All right, 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. It's Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata here inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I get it. You know, it's spring, George Steinbrenner Field, and the Pirates, and, you know, it turns into a basically a glorified batting practice session. Obviously, today it's easy to get on the air and, you know, point to the positives about the Yankees. What we anticipate, at least, will be positives. But to me, this always hinged around Aaron Judge. And no matter, you know, how many other situations we can critique, and Sal's right. I brought this up yesterday. You left one out. How does Gleyber Torres truly process a contract year? I mean, we think it'll be favorable based on his overall talent and how he's looked so far this spring, but you don't know. There's a hole at third base. Volpe's a kid. Rizzo was concussed a year ago. The catchers, until they actually prove that they're true assets on a night-in, night-out basis with Trevino and Wells, you're going to have to mix and match a little bit lefty-righty platoon. I understood. Starting pitching, not what you need without Cole. But the single most galvanizing thing to me right now in all of New York sports, it's not the thought of Tyron Smith recapturing his youth and his health and being an all-pro left tackle for Aaron Rodgers. It's not that. It's not Shane and Dable, you know, making some amazing move on draft night that gets the Giants into the top three or top four. They ultimately get the quarterback of the future, or the Rangers, who could go on a lengthy run, or even Randall coming back and giving the Knicks a chance to go on a lengthy run. The most galvanizing aspect of New York sports is flipping on YouTube when they're not on streaming and you can find them, and watching Judge and Soto back to, really, obviously flip that, Soto and Judge back to back every night. We have not seen anything like this.
And I'm just worried about how much we are, in fact, going to see that this year. Think about this.
Well, we're going to see it on opening day. Well, so let's start there.
Right, but that's one day. And what I was going to say is, think about this. It's March, and we're already questioning it. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm not saying Judge is going to get hurt. Judge has been dealing with an issue already before the season has even gotten started. Hasn't played, you know, 9 days prior to last night. Had an MRI on his abdominal area, whatever they want to call it, on his abs. He clearly was having some sort of issue. They call it a mid-spring beat-up, whatever the hell that is. Imagine what's going to happen in the regular season. Now, maybe this proves to be absolutely nothing. Maybe Judge can play a full 150-plus ball games for the Yankees, and you have that dream combination of Soto and Judge in the lineup. That's what everybody's hoping for. But to me, odds are against that being the norm when you already have Judge being banged up this early. What's going to happen when he starts to play? You know, they got did you see the schedule that they have laid out from, I guess Boone talked about it yesterday with, I think it was Curry. It was either Curry or Flaherty. I forget which one I saw that tweeted about it.
I don't know if I saw this.
Who's ever on the broadcast. Just basically saying, like, okay, well, he's slotted to play this day. He's going to be off.
You have to map out the days
for, I mean.
But I don't think that's too different from.
Oh, let him play. Yeah, let's go.
Take another 31-year-old star. Like, let's see what the Braves are doing with Acuna when he's 31.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're going to run him out there every day in the grapefruit.
But that's also part of the issue. He's getting older. They have him slotted to play in center field. I just don't. It's impossible for me to trust the health of Aaron Judge with all those factors. The performance, a separate issue. I trust 100% that when he's out there, he's going to mash. That has never been in question throughout the course of Aaron Judge's career. But his health has been in question, and I don't know how you could feel confident about that just off of last, you know, seeing him in one game last
night. Because I had to see him in the lineup. I had to see those guys play again. You know, early February when they get to camp, you know, you first see the photos, who's in shape, you know, who's the new face, and the storylines that we all know with both of these teams here locally. It's fun, you know, and the winter doldrums, and we get a little taste of what's going on down in Florida. That is always going to excite me. It excites you, even if a lot of it is, you know, fluff and hype that's not going to materialize. But you get to this point, like last night for me was the first time it felt real. I take that back. And from an offensive point of view, yeah. The Rodon stuff with Torrey 2 days ago.
That helps.
Felt a little real. But last night was the first time, not that I haven't thought about it conceptually. Of course I have, and we've talked about it a million times and a million ways sideways. But last night, sitting down and buzzing through that game and watching the Yankees go up there and some of the guys that they are sending up in succession, they're going to mesh.
Their lineup on paper is stacked. I'll give you that. I mean, you look at their lineup, it's stacked.
All right. Let's get you guys going here. Joey's up in the Bronx on Thursday, BT and Sal. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love you guys.
Thank you, buddy. What's happening?
Listen, is a sports guy, is a Yankee guy, is whatever you want to call it, you can't be surprised when Judge gets hurt. You know, you're not pulling Macaulay Culkin after he shaves, puts the shaving cream on, and he flips out.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that. We know what's happening. You have the Hindenburg, the Titanic, and the Yankees. That's been what's happening with this team.
Wait, Joe. So some of the greatest catastrophes historically, you just lumped the Yankees into the same sentence?
Mm.
What is wrong with you?
They just go down. They go down.
They go down?
Yeah.
It's a weird call, dude.
Joe, I'm assuming you're not a Yankee fan.
Well, I mean, Joe, there's bad calls, and then there's just straight up weird calls.
Well, I think,
and that's a weird one.
I would hope, BT, he meant it in the way that they always
the
get
Titanic,
hurt.
The Titanic, yeah, the Yankees.
Well,
what?
Well,
what?
Well, I mean, you know, they have been getting hurt in recent years. They have not been to or won a World Series. You know, I don't need to remind you. 2009, maybe that's what he was referencing. I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
But their lineup on paper is loaded, but paper versus reality is different. You know, LeMahieu being potentially out.
I'm not wrapped up in DJ. Yankees don't need DJ LeMahieu to thrive this year.
He was
Everybody's got to stop saying this. DJ LeMahieu is in his mid-30s. He's slow. He's creaky.
Right.
He's injury prone. He's not the pure hitter that he was all of his Rockies career and first couple of years here. They've got him for 3 more years, and that's they're bad, literally. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you need him.
No, but he was
doesn't have to play every day. DJ LeMahieu is an accessory.
He's their leadoff hitter and third baseman.
Until he's not.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be opening day in all likelihood. And it wasn't. I was just getting started. LeMahieu, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo. Can you trust the health of all these guys? on paper, if everybody clicks, it looks like as loaded of a lineup as we will see in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
In reality, Judge is going to have to manage that toe. He's already said it. He's already dealing with some sort of spring, mid-spring beat-up, whatever the hell that may be. LeMahieu's already dealing with something. Those are two guys, significant pieces of their lineup. Whether you like LeMahieu or not, they had a batting leadoff.
I got a question for you. So we're going to both do this. Start naming players on the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
I want to settle, or not really set, solve this dilemma that we have here with DJ. So, in order of importance, number one,
right.
Number two, including pitchers, let's get to DJ. Let's see where we actually get.
No, I understand that.
Let's do it.
Judge.
Okay, so you got Judge.
Soto.
You got Soto.
You're talking about just lineup?
No, I mean, you know, whatever you want. Judge and Soto.
Yeah.
Who we deem more important than DJ? Because my list is really long.
Probably
Judge
a
and Soto.
But you and I are different than Boone and Cashman.
Volpe's on the list. Yeah, the Yankees bullpen is on the list. Rodon is on the list. I would say Nestor Cortez is on the list.
Right.
Gerrit Cole is on the list in terms of eventual availability. I would even put the catchers on the list more than I would put or higher than DJ, because that just lengthens the lineup. The Yankees are not, they want him to be healthy,
right.
But they don't. They're not banking on DJ LeMahieu.
He was slated to play every day.
Yeah, but you don't need nine All-Stars running out there every day.
I agree with that. That's fine. But now who's playing third base? You're going to have nobody playing third base, essentially, and you have to change a leadoff hitter. And you're right. That is not a big issue. It's just an issue on top of other bigger issues, like not having your ace. The Yankees have lost their ace. They've lost their leadoff hitter, and they have an issue. It seemed to not be an issue last night with Judge, but clearly there's something going on there that prevented them from playing over the last 10 days, or 9 days to be exact. And he's been banged up. He's dealing with that toe. You think, how many games do you think Judge is going to play this year?
I mean, it's really is the question of the year. I got it. I don't know. All I know is, or at least what I fully expect, is that it's going to be their game one.
How many games do you think Soto's going to play?
He always plays 157.
Okay, 58. But that's the point.
But if he runs into a wall, then that changes.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this has been hijacked a little bit. Now, Stanton's different. Stanton just merely tries to decelerate into second base on a pull-up double, and he pulls his calf, whatever the hell he did.
I know.
I mean, that doesn't happen to Judge. I mean, Judge dies for a ball in the outfield. He busts up a rib or messes up the cartilage. He bangs into the wall in Dodger Stadium. He smashes his foot. He gets hit with a pitch. He misses time. It's the soft issues. The soft tissue stuff is very different from some of the circumstances that Aaron Judge has been faced with. So I know, Sal, I know he's missed a decent amount of time.
And he's going to be 32 in April.
I understand that as well. But I think to not include the context of the injuries, it's unfair.
Look, to
Judge.
I understand. I understand that. You're excited about the Yankees. I'm just trying to bring a little dose of reality to the situation.
Oh, what a stunner. What a stunner. Mike is in Stamford, Connecticut, BT and Sal. Mike, what's going on, buddy? How are you? Mike! Oh, boy.
BT's going to blow a gasket here.
I'm going to give Mike a couple of seconds. I'm in a good mood. Mike, what's going on, pal? How are you? All right. Now we just zap you like the gnat that you are. Remember that little zapper? Yeah. Did you ever have that growing up?
Yes.
The fire pit, or the barbecue?
Yeah, of course, of course. I used to love that. Look, you're understandably giddy about your Yankees.
No, I'm
It was
very
a big
giddy.
Night last night.
I'm excited.
John Carlos Stanton hit tape measures, home runs left and right. The problem is it was in spring training. Doesn't count.
But here's the difference.
Judge played half a game.
We do the golf clap here. Is that what we're doing here?
Golf clap.
Yeah, like I did yesterday.
He played half a game. Congratulations.
I
sense the Yankees are going all the way back to maybe getting to the World Series for the first time since 2009. I feel it in my bones.
You feel it in the bones? So I think the difference, now, I've had this consistency. Even with the Cole stuff, I never thought that there were this, it's over. Like, I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously had yesterday circled as a big date for Judge to return to see if he's going to be
ready for
opening day. Yeah. I didn't really sound the alarm too early. I'm not, if this is what people hear, that's fine. I mean, that's okay. This is not some radical shift in what I view the Yankees to be. Even with the Cole stuff, I'm sitting here saying, they're a playoff team. You know, last night was just a reinforcement. They're healthy in the spots they need to be healthy and outside of Cole. And it's all systems go.
You've been
encouraged.
Until
it's not.
You've been encouraged with Rodon's last two outings and then last night.
No, I like the tone today.
No, no,
I think this is like a placating.
No, am I lying?
Yeah, no, but just the tone. You know, the smile, right?
You're right, PT. I'm giving you credit. You're not changing your course all of a sudden off of one meaningless spring training game, but you're back to being encouraged. Yankees dealt with a lot over the last couple weeks. Last night was encouraging. Off of Rodon's two good starts in a row. Then you see last night, Judge back in there, sigh of relief. He looked good. So on top of that, Stanton hits three mammoth home runs.
Volpe went yard, hitting .330 this spring.
1 week Glaber's from opening
day. Had a good spring. Rizzo's healthy. Wells is going to bash.
You
know the list, baby.
I know it. Yankees are back. All the way back.
Oh, man. 877-337-6666. You know, if you don't share the enthusiasm that I have, that's fine. But just think about what we could have walked into today. Aaron Judge pulled. Aaron Judge gone. At least that is in place to have those two guys back to back in Houston day one. BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happens,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You talk about it on The Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. It's 1028 Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata show. Hopefully Ohtani didn't put a few bones on his boy Yamamoto today. What? Imagine if he bet Yamamoto to do well.
That's a whole...
I mean, those are two different stories. Yamamoto looks like trash, and Ohtani might be in a world of trouble. But we'll get to that a little later for sure. NCAA tournament today. BT and Sal, listen, if you just tuned in, of course it's spring training. But the only thing that matters to me, I mean... To be fair, Cole was also on the list, obviously. Get to opening day, Soto 2, Judge 3. We're a couple of days away from that happening. And let's face it, you know, for a couple of days, most people thought that would not happen based on the interruptions and the changes and tweaks to Aaron Judge's timeline in terms of getting back to spring training stuff.
Yankee fans are back to being giddy today, and I understand it. Last night was a big night. Aaron Judge actually played in half of a game, and John Carlos Stanton hit three mammoth bombs. As John Carlos said, you know what, it gets erased in a week anyway. But with a week from opening day, you'd rather have that than the alternative, where Judge didn't play again, and we've been talking about that drama. My trepidation is that I feel like he's going to get hurt. It's inevitable. He's already been banged up in spring and hasn't even really played. So with Cole out, LeMahieu banged up, you know, the possibility of Judge not staying healthy all year long while the Yankees are loaded on paper, you know, they play the games in reality, and Judge has proven to be paper thin as far as staying health or staying healthy. I have my concern. I know why Yankee fans are giddy. I'm just here to bring some reality to the situation. Don't shoot the messenger. Cole's out. LeMahieu's banged up. Judge has had health issues. I'm just being real with you.
No, understood. I got you. 877-337-6666. Maddie in Bridgewater, BT and Sal. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Matt.
Like the show. I got to say, I'm a big Yankee fan, and Sal, your continuous like cold takes and splashing cold water on everything is just getting old and tired, man. You ever think that if you were not such a hater and had a more positive attitude on things that maybe your teams would do better? I just don't get it, man. It's the springtime. Winter sucks. It's finally over. The Knicks have been dealing with injuries all year that we've had to deal with. There's finally some hope for the Yankees, and your take after last night's game is, well, everyone's going to get hurt anyway, so who cares?
No, I didn't say that
I don't
once.
Think he quite said that. Is that what you heard, Matt?
I didn't say that.
I mean, I'm being a little bit, you know, facetious here, but, I mean, are you ever positive about anything?
Yeah,
of course.
I've been
listening to you guys since you started the show together, and you were the most negative person with the most negative takes I've heard on the radio.
It's not true. That's just it's incorrect. You're hearing negative stuff. Check your ears out and maybe listen to what I actually say. I mean,
I agree everything you say.
Yeah, okay, well, then you should know that I'm not overly negative. I'm being realistic in this situation. You tell me, Matt, did Gerrit Cole get hurt? Is he out or no?
No, Cole is a big issue. I'm with you on that.
Okay, so that's one. Is DJ LeMahieu healthy?
I don't care about DJ LeMahieu.
Okay, good. So you don't. Well, who was the Yankee leadoff hitter, Matt? Because I don't care about him either, for the record. I could give a crap less about LeMahieu, but I just know who's the Yankee starting third baseman and leadoff hitter projected. Who was it?
Well, why don't we let them correct that before you get so negative?
Who is it? I'm asking you, who is it?
What if it's Gio Urshela?
It's not. It's not. It was DJ LeMahieu, who's got three more years. Did Aaron Judge miss the most majority of last year or no?
Yes, because of a freak injury.
Okay, and what happened? What happened this spring? What was the issue with Aaron? Did I make it up about Aaron Judge and say, he's going to get hurt, Yankee fans? Look out, Judge is going to get hurt. Did I make that up, or did he not play for 9 days?
Okay, but it's spring training. If he plays 145 games this year, are you going to come out on the radio
no,
and say
no, I'm wrong? No, would you bet your life that he's going to play 145 games?
No, but I wouldn't bet on injuries regardless.
Why not?
That's ridiculous. Because I don't bet on injuries. That's silly.
Yeah, well, if you had to make a prediction, Matt, if you had to give an opinion on what you think Aaron Judge is going to do as far as games played this year, what number do you think Judge is going to have?
Between 120 and 140.
Okay, so we agree. We agree, and thank you for the call, you knucklehead. I'm being overly negative. He said between 120 and 140. That's even lower than what we said. You're being overly negative.
Oh, man. So he started, he said, Sal's always negative. Yet here I am here to a guy who's just overly optimistic, spewing this King Cohen nonsense left and right.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Thank you, BT.
Well, because that's about your team.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with it.
I mean, listen, if Aaron Judge plays 120 games this year.
They're done.
That's a big problem. I gave you the number 140. I would love to say 145, 147. If Judge plays 140, Yankees will be top three in runs in baseball, if not number one.
I'm not sure what Matt, and Matt, I appreciate the call, and we appreciate listening to the show.
Yeah, Matt, it was a good call. Matt.
Very good call. But I just like to know where you're hearing negative when I feel like in my mind I'm saying reality. And then I actually go over the facts, not opinion. And I'm not even giving you opinion saying he's going to get hurt. That's ridiculous. You can't say that. Mm-hmm. All I said was I can't trust it. And to get excited off of a meaningless spring training game, good luck with that.
Not meaningless when he played. That's the difference.
He played half a game.
But that's fine.
What's more important, him playing half a game or missing time with mid-spring beat-up?
Honestly, given where we are in the calendar, it's actually the fact that he played a half a game.
Because you're closer to having him play for opening day, right?
But 100%.
Big
picture is he's healthy right now. He's going to be healthy for opening day unless something goes wrong, and I'm good with that for now. For now. Right. Greg's up in Westchester, BT and Sal. Greg, what's cooking, bud?
Hey, Sal, I just want to say I support you 100%. I'm a 59-year-old, lifelong, passionate Met fan. I've been getting abused by Yankee fans my whole life.
No, it's because the Mets suck. You know that.
No, I don't.
You should. You're going to find out again this year that they do.
Nope, not at all. I'm an optimistic Met fan.
Attaboy.
And the Yankees fan got to chill out.
Now, Greg, I got a question for you. You said you're 59 or 60. 59, right?
59.
All right, so you were born right around 63, 64, if I'm doing the math right quick. What year?
64.
All right, you were born in 64. Hold on. Let me just do a little chronological run here. So you're born in—I like to do this because this taps into the psychology of the New York baseball fan. Born in '64, yeah. Mets were born 2 years before that. When you're five, they win, so that doesn't register in '69. Miracle Mets. When they get to the
World Series, registers a little.
Yeah,
well, a little, kind of like the '86 one registers
correct.
For Sal.
Yeah,
a little,
six,
but
seven,
not a little, but
that year makes a big difference.
Not the way you really wanted it to. Is the point? Okay. Then you get to '73. You guys lose. Of course, you remember Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose. So now you're a big time Met fan. At what point? Because you started this by saying that Yankee fans antagonize you, which I'm sure some of these punk Yankee fans have and will continue to do. I don't do that. But at what point did the Yankee fan lay out? What were they doing to you in the mid-'80s?
No, it was more the late 70s, I think, when, you know, with Billy Martin and George Steinbrenner and stuff like that. And I was as bad as the Mets were at that point with Tom Houseman coming out of the bullpen and Skip Lockwood.
Oh, I remember Skip Lockwood, yeah.
I was extremely passionate, and I just grew up to be a passionate Mets fan, originally from Queens.
Got it.
And I've heard my whole life that they, you know, that they suck, and I'm the one who waves the banner and says, "Not this year."
I love
it. Yeah, but you could take that banner and light it on fire because they the majority of your life, Greg. And we appreciate the call, and I do love the support.
Pushing back, you got to respect the resilience there. Well, Greg is the leader of the of the Mets,
right? But it's not about a Met fan, Yankee fan thing, like. I call it how it is. I can't speak for anybody else.
I want to hear what he experienced. I think that's always interesting.
Which is fun. But even for Greg, like he's saying, oh, Sal, I got your back as a Mets fan. And I appreciate that. But this is not about the Mets. The Mets have their own issues. The equivalent to me would be me coming on saying, oh, Luis Severino and Tylor Megill have been lights out this spring. I can't wait for the season. I'm too smart for that. Now, that is different than the Yankees, who actually have guys who have been big-time performers in the big leagues before. So I can understand the excitement to a certain extent and having Judge stay healthy. I'm just calling it how it is, how I feel. Now, for the people who say, oh, you're negative, do I think the Yankees are going to make the postseason? Absolutely. Even without Gerrit Cole, even with Judge being banged up, the Yankees will make the postseason. They are held, though, to a higher standard. World Series. And when something like Cole injury happens, those World Series hopes take a major blow. You don't know when he's going to come back, how he's going to be when he comes back, if he does come back, and if he's going to be able to stay healthy. On top of that, the issues with Judge. That's all that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. 877-337-6666.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back. It may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Bitsy and Sal back here on The Fan, 1044. Brandon Terry, Sal Licata. And it is day one of the NCAA tournament, which means a lot of guys across America are sitting on the couch right now with a beer. Well, maybe not a beer at 10:40 in the morning. Maybe a bloody. And certainly an ice pack on the stones. This is like, big, honestly, happy vasectomy day. This is what you do. That's what you do.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You lost me there.
You get cut because when you have a vasectomy,
right?
They obviously cut you open.
Right.
It's not incredibly invasive.
You had one?
Whatever.
I mean, I didn't know a lot about it. You talk about all your other surgeries.
That's what I ignore. You know, that was the least painful.
Ice pack on the boys.
Right on the boys. Right. And you just sit on the couch for a couple of days and you watch the NCAA tournament. That's where we're at. I'm surprised you never heard that.
No.
It's like a common thing. If you're going to
have one scheduled, do it around the NCAA tournament.
I didn't do that just based on my work schedule or whatever. You know, I did it when I did it a couple of years ago. The point is... and by the way, if I could have done it myself, I would have felt more comfortable. You got 5-6 hands on you. It's like, eesh.
I'll just run the risk. What the hell?
We did that for a while as well. Wasn't that what our 20s were about? Anyway, Sal, can we please transition here, buddy?
Yeah, sorry.
So I love the NCAA tournament. I generally do. I don't love it as much the way I just don't. And I don't know if it's because I'm still salty over St. John's and Seton Hall and even Providence, the Big East, and those dopey, idiotic, moronic committee members who just butchered everything. That's probably not it. Like, that was the vitriol Sunday. I'm obviously past that while still acknowledging the Big East got absolutely disrespected. And hopefully the three teams that got in show up well. But I look at my favorite things on the sports calendar. The Masters, that doesn't quite feel the same. Tiger's gone.
Right.
You know, he's old and Phil's gone. Yep. He's old. That's different. The opening day still feels amazing to me with football. I've always been more of a wild card. Everybody generally says like a conference championship Sunday. I've always enjoyed the wild card weekend more in the NFL. And of course the NCAA tournament's atop the list, but between not knowing any of these players and I do games, I wonder if America loves the tournament the way they used to.
I think it's more for the casual fan, or not even casual fan, just whatever, Joe Q worker, filling out the bracket, getting into it, games will be on. That's how I think. And also, BT, it has evolved because the bracket used to be the majority of action that people would have.
Uh-huh.
Now you can legally bet every game, every which way you want.
Yeah, I heard Ohtani loves Gonzaga tonight.
There you go. I know.
We're going to
get to that in a little bit. But filling out a bracket used to be the way to keep the action. People would be into it. Now you could just bet the games. You could bet the over-under, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, each individual game. So I feel like the brackets and the pools have lost their steam. Did you fill one out?
I did. Look, why don't you tell everybody who I have in my final four?
What you got here? BT's bracket. This is from this year.
This is this year. Final four.
Indiana State, Providence, Seton Hall, St. John's.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. I haven't even filled out a real one.
Is that
one.
The NIT bracket?
No, they turned it down. I didn't even fill out the bracket this year.
Time. I could send you a link to get in a pool that I'm in for
free. Oh, I got
a
million. You don't think I got things going on? Oh, come on, dude.
Okay. If you filled out, you said you didn't do it.
Not into it. I'm not into it.
So you didn't even fill it out?
And I'm not going to.
Taco Frank.
I'm going to watch games, of course. They start today at 12:15, and it goes to right around 10:10 tonight.
You know Taco Frank. We met him plenty of times.
At that City Field, sure. Great guy.
He sent me a link. He's like, look, I know you're bothered with this. You probably get a lot of it. You don't want to do it. I'll pay the fee, whatever. It's not about that. Just be cool to maybe have you in it. I was like, you know what? He made it easy.
Pay the fee. How much is it?
$20, whatever. I just don't want to. But he's right. I don't want to be bothered. So it's not about the $20. I don't want to be bothered. But he sent me the link, the login. I was like, you know what? What the hell? I'll bracket out. But like, am I going to pay attention to it and be locked in the way that I would had we done one around here like the old days?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just not the same. I don't really care.
I love the local story, St. Peter's a couple of years ago, and I'd love to see the Peacocks do a little. Now it's going to be tough. They're playing Tennessee tonight. That's, I think, 9:20. Wagner's a great story. They won the other night. Staten Island, stand up.
They'll get bounced.
Have fun with UNC. That's a 2:45 today. You know, but no Rutgers, no Seton Hall, no Johnny's, no FDU story, no Stony Brook, no Hofstra.
No Columbia for me. I know it's Yale and the Ivy League. But, like, there's no... Okay, to be into sports...
No Fordham.
To be into sports, you have to have interest, right?
Yes.
Interest on the outcome of certain teams for whatever reason. Now, a lot of it in this particular case is generated from gambling, whether it's the pools, whether it's making those bets. And if I'm not doing that... Even if I fill out a bracket, like it's mild interest at best. And without those local teams, like if St. John's were in it, we'd be into it. We'd be talking about it.
If they were in it, I wouldn't be in the studio right now. I'd be wherever they are.
And we'd be talking about the game, you from wherever and me from here. And we'd be into it because there's rooting interest.
Yep.
I don't have a rooting interest. I may want Duke out, sure, or UNC out, but do I really care? I don't.
No, because Coach K's gone and Roy Williams is gone.
I want Kentucky to win it all with Calipari.
Do you?
But if they, I do.
They're
I
not winning squat.
Well, if they don't win, so what? Like, I'm not going to lose any sleep. I just don't care.
Well, I'll tell you what I think has really happened. I do think that's a good point. You beat me to the gambling aspect where, you know, back in the day, I was, you know, listen, I might mess around and fill out one sheet before 12 o'clock, whatever, but you hold the sheets, you get them in, everybody in the office, $20, you collect it, you have a little fun, you get the updated scores, you obviously watch with a little rooting interest, you got a couple of bucks on it, that's fun. And I have a little fun gambling as well. I'm with FanDuel, you know that. But I think what's happened for me is, again, forget about St. John's. Like, back in the day, you mentioned, I'm going to take a name that you mentioned the other day, Kevin Pitsnoggle from West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned him.
Yeah.
Beeline was the coach. Pitsnoggle was one of their star players. Mike Ganzi, Beeline was on that team. Ebear, a kid from Germany, was their point guard as well. You knew all the players because they were there 2, 3, 4 years. The transfer portal is destroying the game. Notice I didn't say the NIL. Get as much money as you can. I'll never begrudge you for that. It's free agency. Rick Pitino said it. Everybody said they are not college-ass student-athletes. They are professionals. So you got to embrace it. It's only going to get more and more. Notice I don't say worse. It's only going to get more and more. But when you don't know who's on the team from year to year, how do you really generate outside of, all right, just sitting and watching a game and maybe having a few bucks on it? What's the appeal? It's tough. To me, that's the biggest thing, and I don't think I'm alone. 877-337-6666. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. And if you're just tuning in, that was a massive step forward. Judge played half the game. Judge, obviously with Soto. That makes that a massive dynamic duo. Locked and loaded. Yankees are going to obliterate the baseball this year. We'll see if they can pitch, but that was a big night for the Yankees. Corey is down in Philly on the free Odyssey app. BT and Sal, what's going on, Corey?
Hey, not much, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Corey?
Well, I just wanted to call in. I wanted to let you guys know I'm a huge Yankees fan, but I'm from Philadelphia, so I take a lot of crap for you.
Thing is, last couple years been rough. You know, I lost my brother in 2017 when the Astros cheated against us. And game seven was the day of my brother's funeral.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that was awful, man. I had a my daughter's premature. She was 601 days in the hospital. We got swept by the Astros the year they were born. So that was tough, too. Like, you know, I heard fireworks going off for the Phillies and everything. It just, it sucked. But my point is I'm really optimistic about this year. Like, I think we're going to win the whole thing. And usually I'm not wrong about my predictions. I predicted Texas last year. But I just got a good feeling about this year with our lineup and everything like that.
Well, you should, Corey. Corey, you should. And I hate to clip you there. The reception's not great. And thanks for sharing the story about your brother and your daughter premature. That's a lot to handle. I'm sorry to hear that. But yeah, dude, if you can't get behind this Yankees engine, what the hell are you waiting for?
I would feel like that had there not be the issue with Gerrit Cole. I think once, I told you my feelings on this. I felt the same way with the Knicks, who I love. I love the New York Knicks. You know that. That's the one team that we have in common. And once Randall went down, Anunoby, I was like, they can't win the championship. Because there was a point where we felt like, hey, why put a ceiling on what this team could do? So same thing with Diaz last year. Once he went down to the Worthless Baseball Classic, I knew deep down it was over before it began. And to win a World Series, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And unfortunately, the Yankees have not been lucky here in March. Even if you ignore the Judge LeMahieu stuff, just look at Gerrit Cole. Missing 2 months of the season is not ideal. Now, if you get him back and he's fully healthy, 100% Gerrit Cole, we saw last year by October, I'm good with that. But I can't trust that that's going to be the case. Therefore, that's why I would lose my hope of the Yankees being a World Series contender.
877-337-6666. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. BT and Sal on the Fan coming up. More of the Yankee stuff. Also, Shohei Ohtani situation. Whoa. Where is this going? BT and Sal on the Fan.
This weather forecast sponsored by Mucinex Kickstart. It's 37 degrees and partly cloudy. It won't get above the low 40s, but the sun will come out later on today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.